This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, London.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're coming to do live shows very soon. Time's running out. You should get your tickets soon. Friday, September 14th, 2018, and Saturday the 15th. I think the 15th is, I know the 15th is sold out, but go get your tickets for Friday the 14th and come see us at King's Place at the London Podcast Festival. Get your tickets right now at tcgte.com/live. See you at the show.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
How are you doing this week,
Tom? Tim? I'm smelling great.
Smelling great?
Yeah.
Like, you, the odor coming off of you smells good, or like I've been able to identify smells like you wouldn't believe. I'm smelling great.
No, if I walked into a room, a small room, people would be like, this room smells better now.
Why are you smelling good?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, it's just nothing something that's changed? Happened. I cracked open a new deodorant this morning, but Tom, guess what? It's the same brand I always use.
Tim, I think we're on the same deodorant schedule.
Really?
I think our deodorant usage is synced up.
Well, we hang out often enough.
Yeah. The only difference is that while you cracked open a new one, I am currently using like pieces of deodorant that I'm like scraping on my armpits.
Tom, I'll tell you what happened. I picked up a deodorant this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I opened it up. I was like, oh, this is a new deodorant.
Yeah.
I'm not done with my old one. I pick it up. I'm pretty much done with it. So I was like, you know what? I don't need to scrape my armpits with this. I'm going to, I thought
must
ahead.
Be nice.
Yeah, it's great. Tom, next time, there's a tip for everybody out there. Next time you go to buy a deodorant stick, buy two.
I do buy two. Actually, I really do, because usually I order them off Amazon and they only sell them in like two packs.
You
at least the brand
right
I get.
Right next door to a supermarket.
Yeah, where they're going to, you know, upcharge me up the nose.
Up the nose?
Yeah, I get two deodorants for half for less than the price of one deodorant at the supermarket.
Man, that's highway robbery, Tom.
Yeah, so that's why I keep meaning to
burn down that supermarket?
Yes, and order more deodorant.
For price gouging?
I can get a little more mileage out of this deodorant. I'm also very unclear right now as to whether it put a gun to my head a week ago, I would have told you I have another deodorant somewhere.
Mm. I would never put a gun to your head and ask you that.
That this was the first of two deodorants. But I'll be damned if I can't find that second deodorant.
Tom, I'll tell you something. If I ever put a gun to your head and ask you about deodorants, just know that like I'm not going to pull the trigger if you answer wrong. That's not something I'm willing to murder over.
You know what? That's not something I'm willing to bet on.
Yeah.
Tim, honestly, I'll tell you. I don't. You know, it's no skin off my nose to tell you if I think I have another deodorant.
Yeah, you're very open about your deodorant situation, Tom.
Well, you know what, Tim?
It's admirable.
You blaze the trail for me.
Radical transparency is what I'm about. Yeah.
You know what? I have another thing I'd like to talk about then.
Okay. Oh, no. This is going to be weird.
No. I broke the light bulb in my refrigerator last night.
Oh, no. Did it get glass everywhere?
It got glass everywhere, just in all my food that I eat, though, so it's fine. Because I was trying to shove...
Do you have, like, a bunch of half cans of Hormel chili in there?
No, I'm actually pretty good. There's a handful of things in my refrigerator that need to be thrown out, but they're, like, things that don't go bad. They're like,
if it's in the refrigerator, it goes bad.
Yeah,
that's why you have the refrigerator.
I put a lot of things in the refrigerator that don't belong in there.
Like what?
Like
light bulbs? This wasn't the light bulb that lights your refrigerator.
No, of course not. How else would I have broken it? You know what I have a lot of in my refrigerator? Clean, empty containers.
Why?
Because what? They're like containers for things that, you know, normally I have in the fridge, but then like I'll clean them and I'll be like, I don't want to like make more, you know, like iced tea or something. So I'll just put like my iced tea pitcher empty back in the refrigerator.
Why?
Because that's like where it belongs
in
my mind.
What do you think about, what do you put in your cabinets? Do you put like your pants in your cabinets, and then you put like bath water in your drawers?
No, I don't have a lot of cabinet space. You know what? I need to get rid of like some dishware that I don't use. I think
you have a few sets of china for different.
I have the nice china for the guests, and then I have
the really nice china in case the queen shows up.
Yeah, I have the royal china just in case the queen shows up, and then I've got just like 1 or 2,000 paper plates.
There's probably 1 or 2,000.
Yeah.
Why do you have all those paper plates? Do you use paper plates?
No,
Are you one of these guys that uses paper plates in your home?
No, I don't use paper plates.
All right. Why do you have so many?
No, I don't. It was a joke, Tim. Oh. Get with the program.
Do you think the queen will ever go to your house?
I don't know. She hasn't been there yet that I know of.
What circumstance would it only be if you did something horrible.
Yeah, and she was like fulfilling an arrest warrant or something that only the queen could act on.
Are there arrest warrants? Like crimes so serious that like they have to call the queen herself?
You and the queen. Nobody else can know about it.
Ooh, I feel like that might happen in one of the Mission Impossible films.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I doubt the queen's ever going to come to my house.
If you're in a Mission Impossible film and the queen shows up at your house, it's probably Tom Cruise in a mask.
Yeah. Well, from what I understand of the Mission Impossible movies, they film very little of them at the actors' houses.
Really? Yeah. I don't know if that's... No, they've been at it for a while.
They're able to secure locations.
I don't know. I still think most of Hollywood films are filmed at the actors' houses.
After they sign them on, they're like, hey, listen.
Yeah, by the way. And like Tom Cruise is like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff to hide. So like, just wait a couple weeks before you come over.
He would be like, I love it. I love films. Yeah, come make a movie in my house.
Do you think he calls films film?
I think if you asked him that, he'd say, films, movies, I don't care. The cinema, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it all.
That's true.
Let's go bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I broke this light bulb. It made a real mess. And like it was one of those...
And how did you even clean it up in the dark like that?
I had to get a flashlight to look at my own refrigerator.
My God.
Felt like I was living in the 1920s or something.
Yeah, where they had to look in their refrigerators with flashlights.
Yeah.
Lanterns probably at the time.
Lanterns, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, don't, you know, be careful with that lantern. Don't melt all the ice that keeps the refrigerator cold.
Yeah.
Because we haven't invented compressors yet.
Those idiots, right?
Morons. You ever think about, like, going back in time and just being like the smartest person I ever lived?
You know what? You wouldn't be.
Yeah, I would. If I went back and I was like, a year before Newton put out all of his laws, I'd be like, yeah, you throw something, it comes back, you knucklehead.
Yeah, but you can't prove it. I mean, I guess by doing it.
Yeah, by doing it. And guess what else? I'd bring a boomerang back with me. They probably hadn't seen those yet.
Wow.
I'd be like, and look at this.
They'd be like, crikey.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, the person I stole the boomerang from, they would say
that's
that.
That's how the phrase was coined. First time somebody saw a boomerang, they went, crikey.
Wow.
And they went, what did that mean? And they went, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Somebody threw that boomerang and went, well, I guess we'll never see that again. Oh, crikey. It's coming back.
Old Australians. So,
I want to know if this is a feature of just my refrigerator or if this is universal, because I feel like I have not seen this in refrigerators before, but I don't think I've come across it. My refrigerator takes a regular size light bulb.
Yeah, probably. What do you think? They're going to make a special
light bulb? Like a tiny, like an E35 maybe.
Tom, come on.
What? Do you have no light bulb sizes?
No. You looked this up.
No, I know light bulb sizes.
Why?
From buying bulbs, man, from just living.
No, Tom, that wouldn't be bright enough.
Well, the light bulb I put in there is like, so I've outfitted my house mostly, my apartment, in Hue light bulbs.
Yeah, that's a weird thing about you.
So I can make the lights any colors. I can raise
colors.
Them. I can lower them. Not black. You can't make it black.
Well, you can.
You'd have to turn them off.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've been at your apartment. We've been doing this show or just hanging out or mm-hmm. something. And suddenly the lights will go from regular lights to green. And yeah. You're like, oh, sorry. These turn green at this time because this is when the television show Arrow comes on.
Yeah, you can set it to like the TV schedule. It turns red when the Flash is going to be on.
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
So I remember. But you know, between you and me, I don't need the lights.
Yeah,
I remember.
It's all up there, man.
Yeah, plan my day around it.
Yeah.
But so I have most of those lights throughout my
How much does a Hue bulb cost?
$200 or $300 a piece. It's cheap. No, they're not that much.
I would have believed it.
No.
Because it had so many colors in it, Tom.
I think the individual bulbs, I'm going to say somewhere between $30 and $50 each.
And how many do you have in your home? 60?
No, I probably have like 6 to 8.
Wow.
Some of them, though, are not the multicolored kind.
They're $30 to $40, and you have no idea how much they cost or how many.
I've had them for a while. They last for a while.
All right. What are they, LEDs?
Yeah.
Tom, can I say something real quick?
Some of them don't change colors. You can get cheaper. They're still made by Philips and everything, but they have cheaper ones that don't change colors. They just change like brightness. So I have some of those like in the kitchen because it's like.
Well, how will you know if you're cooking when Arrow comes on?
I have a joint kitchen living room, so I will still get it. I'll still get the message. Message
you should
received.
Have the kitchen lights turn all the way off when Arrow comes on so as not to distract you with regular light.
Tim, I guess you've never been in my apartment when Arrow comes on because 5 minutes before the lights turn green and 30 seconds before the show starts, they dim to like a very nice level.
Wow, Tom. That's great.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something about LED lights? I was watching the $100,000 pyramid the other day.
Okay. Is that a new one or an old one?
It's new. Michael Strahan is the
host. It used to be $10,000.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan's doing that show too?
Yeah.
When does this guy sleep?
I don't know. At night?
Yeah. I mean, they probably film a bunch at once.
Yeah. It's I think there's like 8 episodes a year.
Yeah.
But the thing was like... things an LED would say,
oh.
Right?
Oh, like a scrolling LED.
Yeah, or it was just like LED. And it's like, I'm a type of light bulbs. I'm a type of light bulb, the guy
That's
said.
That's something they would say?
Right, exactly.
he took it literally, like if we granted them the power of human speech, what would they say?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the final round works,
oh,
the pyramid round.
I thought it was like what would they
like
print
out?
It's
like one of the things was like, what a margarita would say.
Drink me.
Yeah, exactly. A guy did a very offensive accent for that.
I can imagine.
But the guy said, like, what an LED would say, and he said, I'm a light bulb that's energy efficient. And they went like, bim it. You can't say light if it's LED.
Light emitting diode.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous.
I mean, it's part of the acronym. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but, like, it's not on the board. It's not on the pyramid. I wrote a letter to him.
Well, now you've written a letter and brought it up on our unaffiliated podcast.
Hopefully Michael Strahan's listening right now.
I'm sure
I know,
he is.
Well, you know, he does have to sleep at some point, so maybe he's skipping this week.
So because I recently replaced like the remaining lights in my apartment with the cheaper color changing versions.
Right.
I had an extra
real cheapskate, Tom.
I had an extra how many how controllable are your lights? What, on and off?
Yeah, Tom, as God intended.
So I had like
they were good enough for George Washington, they're not good enough for you.
George Washington didn't have light bulbs. So I had one solitary regular light bulb left. So I was like, oh, great. I can put this in my refrigerator after I've like cut myself multiple times trying to, because especially like trying to get it out. It's at like
you
such a weird angle. Oh, yeah. A potato wouldn't fit in there. And also
a little potato. One of the
fingerling
the red
potato.
Ones, yeah.
I don't have potatoes around my house.
You live next door to a supermarket.
Oh, I'm going to go next door and buy one potato. They're going to be like, oh, one potato. You must not be very hungry. Well, I'm using it to get a light bulb out of my refrigerator. They'll never let me back in.
Maybe don't friggin' engage them in conversation.
They engage me sometimes. Like, yeah. A lot of food, huh, fatso?
They say that to you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take that.
Well,
should I, burn it down. Tom, I've been telling you, burn down that supermarket for
In
Christ
fairness,
sakes.
It's only when I'm buying like a lot of cookies. Like a lot of cookies, and I'm like, can you check in the back and see if you have more cookies? Wow. I don't buy cookies. I wish I had cookies in my house. I don't
Tom,
wish I had cookies
back to
in my
the
house.
Goddamn
I would
light
eat
bulb.
All the time. So I put a light bulb in there, a new one. And a light bulb's too soft. I can barely even see the damn food I'm meaning to eat.
Yeah, that's why you need a powerful light bulb in there.
Yeah.
You should get a green light or a color-changing light bulb in your... Because you spend a lot of time looking in your refrigerator like, what do I want to eat?
Yeah.
It's turning green. I'm going to pick something out and go sit on the couch.
Yeah, I didn't
it's
even...
time for Arrow.
I didn't even think about putting a color-changing one in there. I think it would make all the food look unappetizing, though.
Yeah, well, that's probably what you need.
Tim, we're back talking about Netflix, because guess what?
Jeff Bezos, nope. What's his
Reed
name?
Hastings.
Reed Hastings. Yeah. The continuing adventures of Reed Hastings.
Yeah.
Look, that story didn't end where we left off last week.
No.
And if you didn't listen last week, don't worry. We talked mostly about Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
Even though this is Netflix part two, this is like the one where we're actually going to talk about Netflix.
We're talking about today's Netflix. We're done talking about your grandpa's Netflix.
My grandpa loved his Netflix. You know what? None of my grandparents, well, neither of my grandfathers were alive to see Netflix at all.
Wow.
So if you're talking about my grandfather's Netflix... Sir, you're sadly mistaken.
He only watched
movies on broadcast television.
My grandfather's Netflix was TMC. Thank you very much.
TCM.
Yes, AMC and TCM.
Yeah.
Turner
Movie Classics.
It should be Turner Movie Classics.
Turner Classic Movie. Is it TCM or TMC?
I think it's, oh, God, who knows?
Yeah. And American Movie Classics,
yes.
But really they just show zombie shows now.
Zombie shows. They used to show the Mad Men.
Yeah. Anyway.
But now the Mad Men are all zombies. The maddest men of them all.
One could argue that a zombie is not a man.
I think the people on that show would agree with you because they're always like chopping their heads off and stuff.
Yeah.
Kicking them.
Look, I would go up to the gates of heaven and talk to Saint Peter himself with a clear conscience and say, yes, I killed those zombies, but I was protecting my family.
Wow.
Please grant
what
me
a hero.
Entrance.
He'd be like, here's the hero's lanyard. It gets you into the hero section.
Wow. It's stratified up there, you're saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, especially, yeah, I think.
Otherwise, a lot of the people up there, they're going to get bothered all the time.
Yeah, like Janis Joplin. Be like, you want a jam?
Yeah, like, oh, come on.
But, you know, of course she's in hell.
Anyway, this week we're talking about Netflix streaming.
Yeah, which we did a little bit of last week.
We did a little bit of, but we haven't done it this
Tom,
week.
Look, Tom, guess what?
Uh-huh.
That's the way most people watch Netflix now.
Absolutely.
And also, they also make a bunch of original content.
Yeah,
I think
that's mostly
just,
what we're going to talk
I'm
about.
I'm just going to watch WALL-E, you know, right? Like, there was a time where it was like, oh, cool, WALL-E is on Netflix. Guess what? Now WALL-E, I don't think, is even on Netflix anymore.
No, I don't think it is. Well, so that's part of it.
I'm going to one day tell my grandchildren, you know, Netflix, this thing that you watch, one day... There was one time I just watched WALL-E on it.
Yeah. And they'd be like, yeah, we know we've heard about our grandpa's Netflix.
Yeah. Well,
and then you could tell them, Well, you know, my grandfathers didn't even have Netflix.
And I'll tell them all about TCM and AMC, The Walking Dead, about going to the pearly gates.
You wouldn't tell them about, like, colorizing movies and stuff. You would just walk them. All right, so season two of The Walking Dead.
Exactly.
Rick found his family, and...
They didn't think Better Call Saul was going to be as good as Breaking Bad, but many people said it surpassed the original TV show.
It really broke out from being a spinoff. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway. We're talking about Netflix. Netflix originals, mostly. Oh, that's what I was going to say. So you're talking about WALL-E. So now everybody and their grandfather is coming up with their own streaming service. So that's why WALL-E's not on there, because right now Disney's getting ready to launch, it's supposedly called Disney Play.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this much, Tom. Black Panther's still on Netflix.
It's not on there yet, but it's coming to Netflix.
Well, by the time this drops, it'll be on Netflix.
Will it?
I have no idea. I thought it was there already.
No, I think...
Then that... what did I watch?
I think that might be one of the last...
Like, oh, the Avengers something was
Infinity
there.
War yeah. might be like the last one that they're contracted yeah. to be a Netflix movie. Which I did you hear? Because like, so the Disney service is going to be like, oh, hello, Mia, it's me.
Mickey Mouse will take you through. Oh, if there was Mickey Mouse commentary on every movie there.
Oh gosh, it looks like Black Panther's in trouble.
Yeah, that would suck. Actually, Mickey Mouse has no.
Especially if you couldn't turn it off.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse has no personality.
Oh, I was in a situation like this in Steamboat Willie.
Mickey Mouse is just a freaking guy.
He's not even a guy, Tim. He's a mouse.
Yeah, but like a guy mouse who's just like, I'm vaguely nice, yeah. and I'm the leader.
Sometimes, I don't know if he's even the leader.
Yeah, Tom.
He's just like the main guy. I've never seen him lead.
Tom, he could be like Goofy. Go, you know.
Quit fucking around.
Yeah, exactly. Goofy would be like, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I'm
Did
sorry,
you hear
Mickey?
This thing recently that the Goof Troop movie, they wanted Goofy to play it straight?
What do you mean?
They wanted, so you know the Goof Troop movie?
Yeah, it's out in the theater.
They wanted the guy who does Goofy, they were like, all right, in this one, we want.
Drop the fucking voice.
Yeah, but they were like, we want Goofy to just be like a regular dad in this one and not have the Goofy voice.
And just that, like, hello, son, it's me, Goofy.
Yeah.
We need to talk about your skateboarding.
We need to talk about puberty.
Oh, they wanted it to be an instructional
yeah.
film.
We want, hello, son, it's me, Goofy. We need to talk about the changes your body's going through and the confusion.
You seem to be very confused. Perhaps I can dispel some myths.
Yeah. And, you know, God bless the guy who plays Goofy. Was like, where are you guys? Out of your mind? No. You got me to you got me because I'm the guy that does Goofy.
Yeah, the dog or whatever his name is Goofy.
Yeah, he's got to have a Goofy voice.
Yeah,
I feel like in Goof Troop he did like back off a little bit.
Goofy's
not as goofy in Goof Troop.
No, well he's got a son. He had to learn some responsibility. He can't right. be a bumbling asshole dropping the dinner plates every night.
That moron.
You know, like he's got a son that needs to eat. If he keeps dropping all the food on the floor, his son's gonna, you know,
what's the
be
deal in Goof,
malnourished.
Goof Troop? Dead wife, one night stand.
Dead wife.
Dead wife.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Something.
Mickey.
Mickey. Yeah. Mickey was just like he got Pluto. He's like. Goofy's wife was.
Wait, what? What are you implying?
Mickey always had a problem with Goofy's wife, and nobody knows why.
Okay.
But Pluto, it's rumored, did the deed.
Oh, he got Pluto to do it. A dog on dog crime.
Exactly. That way it's not
illegal. Presuming that Goofy was married to another dog.
Yeah, and what they said was, look. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Right. Oh, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Goofy.
Yeah, that's how they explained it away.
My dog ate your dog.
Yeah.
My dog ate your wife. Anyway, Goof Troop will probably be available on this new Disney service.
Oh, nice.
But so there are just so many services. But Netflix, I think I mentioned this last time, in 2018, 700 new series around the world and 80 movies in 2018.
That's how many original productions they're doing.
Yeah.
Original or like co-productions, right?
Yeah,
some of them are like
yeah.
with like the BBC or something.
Yeah. That's what they're big on, that like around the world there are things that are called Netflix originals that it's like, oh no, that's like on, you know, a channel over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that it seems like it's working for them. That's like a great, there are definitely shows that,
hey, let's hear it for Reed Hastings. It's really working for him.
There are definitely shows that, I think would have gone off the air way earlier if it weren't for that, that particular, arrangement.
Yeah. Name one.
Gotham.
Really?
Yeah. That before, I think before Gotham even aired, Netflix made an agreement to pay $1 million an episode for the like international rights for that.
Because Batman's in it.
We'll see. Who knows if Batman's in it?
Well, Bruce Wayne's in it.
Yeah, but
as
who knows?
As a wee lad.
As a wee, but now he's growing bigger.
How big is he?
He's like a late teen by now. I saw him the other day.
I heard a rumor that he didn't become Batman until he was 30.
It depends on the Bat story you're reading.
Mm.
I told you in private, in confidence, this is a spoiler for anybody watching Gotham, because guess what? Gotham was unfolding right in front of my eyes the other day.
In the actual Gotham.
In the actual Gotham, New York City.
New York City.
That's
where, unfortunately, my salsa is made as well.
New York City? Well, I'm going to have to get the rope.
I knew you'd say that.
They were filming Gotham in my neighborhood, and Bruce Wayne, baby Bruce Wayne, was running around in a like a leather gimp suit. Not a gimp suit. It
like
was
a Catwoman suit?
He was running around with Catwoman.
What?
Yeah. Well, like
Selena
baby
Catwoman.
Selena Gomez? Selena Kyle. You got the first name right. Yeah. Selena Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were running around, and they both had leather suits on. It was hot as shit.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Leather suits,
no,
baby.
No, I'm saying it was very hot that day.
You were like, whoo, boy.
I felt bad for them.
These S&M teens are really...
It was the only time in my life I've ever respected a film PA when they were like, can you wait here for a second? I was like, you know what? Bruce Wayne's a very powerful man. I will wait here because I'm afraid of what he'll, you know, he'll buy my, I don't even work for a company, but he'll buy my company just to fire me.
What do you think about this, Tom? Why hasn't Tom Cruise been Batman?
I don't know why he hasn't been Batman.
He'd be better than Ben Affleck, who is barely even Batman for the record.
Yeah.
Let the record show.
Ben Affleck will not be coming back. I actually read like a pretty depressing, like, definitive thing about that because he's back.
Who cares?
Well, no, depressing just because they're like, oh, he went back into rehab. Like, nobody will insure him now. So there's no way that he'll be back in Batman.
Well, bunch of movies nobody liked.
So I hope you're happy.
I'm happy?
Yeah.
I mean, agnostic. I don't really.
You don't have a horse in the race.
Yeah. There were three movies that he was Batman in?
Yes, because he was in a little bit of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and you didn't like any of them?
No.
I don't see why you're crying.
No, because I like Ben Affleck. He seems like a
nice
guy. I like
Ben Affleck, too.
Yeah.
I want the best for him. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes?
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do.
But
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Tim, let's start talking about the series themselves.
Nice. I think we should do that. So there's 800 of them, but the first one... Mm-hmm. is a real winner.
What?
Well, there's one with an asterisk.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one, right? What's the first, ask anybody on the street, hey, what's the first Netflix original series?
Lilyhammer.
Right. But
starring
that wasn't.
Little Stevie.
Little Stevie. But
the real Little Stevie.
Little Steven Van Zandt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom, let's not get into that. It lasted, it was a Norwegian show, right?
Yeah. And it was like, that was like a co-production, right?
Right.
But I mean, that's like a real, like, hey, we're going to make this show for like local Norwegian television.
Reed Hastings was like, look, we don't even do, original productions here.
Yeah.
But you tell me you got little Steven Van Zandt.
We're on.
Acting in the lead role of a
Norwegian TV show.
Yeah. I'm in, bought in the room,
yeah.
Sight unseen.
Time for us to change our business model.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Tom, have you seen any of Lilyhammer?
Maybe I watched like half of the first episode and was like, this is boring.
Was it boring, you say?
Yeah.
All I remember is that the Olympics were in Lilyhammer 92, 94?
Yeah, way before the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a place even before the show, is my point.
Right. Well, show was trying to ride off the Olympic hype from 20 years earlier.
Yeah, and it worked.
25 years earlier.
Everybody was thrilled.
Yeah. All right, finally, Lilyhammer's back. It's back, and guess who's leading it on lead guitar? Steven Van Zandt. He doesn't play guitar in the show, No.
That came out in 2012, Tom, so
yeah.
That's probably like 20 years after, not 25 years. Just wanted to...
Thank you. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
What did you... That's the one
90,
you mean?
It was 94. Tom.
That's the one you're saying has an asterisk?
Yeah.
Then what's the...
The one that everybody knows. Everybody's like, oh, I know the first one. House of Cards.
Yeah, when's that coming back? You don't hear a lot from Kevin Spacey lately.
It is coming back, though.
Yeah.
Tom, Kevin Spacey is no longer on the program.
What?
That program, you were a big fan of that program when it came out.
I was a fan. The first season was very good, and then the second season got just like silly very quickly.
The first season was good for people who like when the characters look at the camera and explain to you what's happening.
Yeah, it feels like I'm in the TV show.
But he's not like asking you your opinion. He's just explaining the things that just happened.
Yeah.
It's like, now that
guy. But in a southern drawl, he's like, I just lied to that man.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even know it yet.
Well, that's a very good Kevin Spacey doing a bad southern accent, Tom.
Well, thank you. Maybe next time before they reach out to Christopher Plummer, they'll look at old Tom here.
Can I tell you something about Netflix, Tom?
I prefer you didn't.
Can I tell you about my Netflix streaming account, Tom.
Sure.
The only thing I watch on that thing is Friends. There's literally nothing else I watch on Netflix.
Why?
I should probably cancel my it's what, $11 a month?
Yeah, something
and
like
I'm
that,
just
11, 12.
Putting on Friends so I can ignore it while I go to sleep every night?
Yeah, well, why don't you watch TV shows and movies while you're awake?
Because there's nothing I want to watch. What am I going to watch, Lilyhammer or House of Cards?
No, Tim, they've got so many more shows now.
What?
That's kind of the point.
Oh.
I want to talk about, because actually, like, looking at the timeline, I was kind of surprised at how, so, like, they launched House of Cards, or they, like, announced House of Cards, and people are like, whoa, Netflix is making their own stuff, and they're getting, like, David Fincher and Kevin Spacey mm-hmm. and Robin Wright Penn, like, they're getting, like, big... You know, Tim, I'm still stuck in 1998. I keep calling her Robin Wright Penn.
Yeah.
Robin Wright. Like, they got big names, you know, to do this stuff. But it was, like, pretty quickly after House of Cards started, because that kind of seemed like, oh, maybe this is almost, like, not, like, a pure publicity stunt, but, like, oh, they were, like, trying to make a splash, but they're not going to, like, spend this much money on every show.
And then, boom, Hemlock Grove.
Yeah. No, it was pretty soon after that they announced the Marvel shows.
Right.
Which was a big deal because that was like right around the Avengers, I think, where it was right around like, oh, this thing like Marvel was doing with having these connected movies really paid off in spades. And now with the Avengers, and now Netflix is saying, hey, we're going to have a bunch of Marvel shows and they're also going to be connected to the universe. But what we didn't know was like, eh, not really. They're kind of connected. They're one-way connections.
People will like one season of one of the shows, and then everybody will pretty much stop watching them? Is that what happened?
I don't know. So here's how I'll break it down. Daredevil season one is fantastic.
Okay. He's a blind superhero.
That's all you see him as, Tim.
Yeah.
He has extraordinary abilities because all of his other senses have been heightened not only by the blindness but by radioactive material.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So he can like hear and feel everything.
Yeah, like Spider-Man, Spidey sense.
No,
that's what
like
radiation
a little
does
like
to you.
Spidey
it,
sense.
It gives you Spidey sense.
You know what? Here's a super interesting.
So this was Ben Affleck.
No, you want a super interesting factoid?
Can I say no?
I regret saying factoid. Technically, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is an unsanctioned spinoff of Daredevil. So in the first Ninja Turtles...
I didn't ask for you to elaborate.
In the first Ninja Turtles comic, the Eastman and Lard Ninja Turtles comic...
Lard?
Yeah, Laird maybe is how he says it. Okay. It's L-A-I-R-D.
It's not Lard.
How would you say
it?
Laird?
Laird.
Laird. Eastman and Laird.
Eastman and Lard.
Look, Tim, the first time I read it, I was a child, and I thought it was Lard.
It was too
and
bloody.
I've never had to say it out loud
it
until
now. It was too
now.
Bloody for a child to read, but it was in black and white,
It
right?
was in black and white, so you can see the blood. Mm. It's the canister of radiation that gives Daredevil his abilities, rolls, and drips down a sewer, and it's the same radioactive goo that makes the Ninja Turtles into Ninja Turtles.
So they're blind, too?
No, they're not blind. I think getting it splashed in his eyes made him blind.
Yeah.
The turtles didn't get it splashed in their eyes.
Oh, okay.
And they just got on their shells and
stuff.
Splinter
got hit by the same thing, right?
Yeah, Splinter was also down there, so it also made him into like a man rat.
Right.
The movies and the cartoon, different slight tweaked origins, but that's the original.
Yeah, you know what bothered me about the second movie?
What?
It was called The Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
But they didn't reveal any secret of the ooze. It was just like, it was the ooze made you guys mutants.
Yeah, it was the same ooze.
Yeah.
It should have been like The Return of the Ooze.
Yeah, or just like, the ooze made them big. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. The ooze made them big.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as catchy.
I don't know. It's more true. It's truer to life.
So Daredevil season one, very good. Jessica Jones season one, fantastic.
And then nothing else. Nobody liked anything else.
Then they did Daredevil season two, and it was like...
They called Daredevil a legal drama.
Well, he's a lawyer.
That doesn't mean...
A lot of it takes place in the courtroom.
Does it?
Yeah, they try the Punisher himself.
Okay, this is... Can we move on?
And then, like...
Can we talk about Friends?
Pretty much after season one of Daredevil, season two of Jessica
Jones.
Everything else wasn't really good. It was just kind of like every other Netflix Marvel thing is like too drawn out.
Yeah.
And just kind of like boring.
Yeah, they talk about that guy who did True Detective season one.
Oh, Cary Fukujima or something like that.
Yeah.
Fuji something.
It's a name that I don't know, Tom.
Yeah.
You just butchered.
Well, like lard. Cary Lard.
Cary Lard. He was just like, I prefer Netflix to Studio Notes. Because they know exactly why people...
Fukunaga.
Right. They know exactly why people tune out of shows and when they tune out. So they're just like, no, actually, the data shows us that you shouldn't do this story beat at this point. You should do it a different time, right?
Oh, man, that sounds horrible.
But the thing is, like, you've seen the Arrested Development seasons. You've seen these Marvel shows. Their data's wrong. Things get boring real quick. You like you don't know what's going on. Arrested Development.
All right, so let's talk about Arrested Development.
They brought back Arrested Development, and this is all part of my thing that like just let's not bring back great things that are over. Like it was great, and it was like, oh man, in 2005 I was really upset that it was over. And then it's like, I got over it in the intervening 8 years.
Yeah.
And then they're like, guess what? It's back. And I was like, that is going to be pretty cool. And I didn't even understand what was going on. I felt like when a dumb guy watches regular TV shows, it's like he needs somebody to turn to the camera and explain what's happening.
Yeah.
They even had that. They had a narrator.
Like, that's Columbo.
Yeah, exactly. And I had no idea what was going on. I rewatched the recut version of it. Made even less sense. I don't. They started the season five, and I don't understand what anybody's motivation is. Some people are like, men are like the father is acting more feminine, and that was happening in season four, and they didn't. It's all very confusing.
Yeah.
And the Bruce Willis episodes of Friends. are really bad. I just want to get that out there. That should have never happened.
Now, are you one of these people that's like, it's already been established in Friends canon that Joey and Chandler are big fans of Die Hard?
No.
Do they not realize that their friend is dating the actor who played John McClane? How could they not know this?
This is the thing. It's like, oh, well, what do they do at Thursday at 8 p.m.? Did they not watch Friends? Most people were watching Friends.
I never even thought about that.
It's like, yeah, it's just a story that, come on, guys.
This is all solved in Last Action Hero, where Arnold Schwarzenegger walks into a Blockbuster Video, and there's a big cutout for Terminator 2, and it's Sylvester Stallone playing the Terminator.
That goes the other way, though, Tom.
What?
That's in the movie. Like... In the real world,
right.
when Arnold comes into the real world, people are like, Jack Slater.
Right. Well, when he comes into the real world, that's different.
Be like Bruce Willis coming into the real world of Friends.
Yeah. To the best of my knowledge, there isn't a Friends episode where they break the fourth wall and enter the real world.
That would be terrifying. Holy, you know that as a kid, nothing scared me more than when they'd break the fourth wall and things, right?
Yeah.
And like the Muppets would look at the camera, like it, like not during the Muppet Show, they were supposed to, but like when they were like in the movies.
Right, when they would look at you and be like, don't tell your mom.
Why would they say that?
Because they don't want you to tell your mom that you can talk to the TV.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't like that stuff.
My point is that, like, in the Friends world, somebody else plays John McClane.
Yeah, sure.
Sylvester Stallone plays John McClane in the Die Hard movies, and Joey and Chandler love them just as much as...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's fine. The other thing that I hate is, like, people, to talk about Better Call Saul again, it's a prequel to Breaking Bad, and Breaking Bad ended, like, 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and one of the characters is, like, an older guy, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are like... So we're just supposed to believe that Mike looks 6 years older than he did during Breaking Bad. It's like, yes. You're like, what do you want them to do?
No, I disagree. Get production to send that man for a facelift.
Yeah. Like, I see, like, when they make Michael Douglas look younger in Ant-Man and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you just got to be like, look, this. You just got to pretend. Like, you know the... You know the deal.
Yeah. Like, you know why he looks older.
Yeah, they don't have to. They shouldn't have to, like, trick you. Like,
yeah.
You just give them that. Just know, okay, yeah, they filmed this after the events, even though they take place before the event.
Also, like, of all people, Mike from those shows, you could totally buy as, like, oh, that guy's looked like that for 20 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he's always looked like that.
He looks noticeably older. Okay. He looks like I'll give it to these fanboys.
It's
like,
distracting.
It's a little distracting. It's like, oh my God, like this guy can barely walk around.
Yeah, at least pop him through a Snapchat filter or something here.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever watched? Do you watch Orange Is the New Black? That's one of the other big Netflix shows.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard good and bad things about it.
My thing about prison entertainment.
Prisontainment.
I like prison movies. I don't like prison TV shows. Prison TV shows feel too much like prison to me.
Yeah.
And prison movies are mostly about breaking out of prison.
Yeah. I can see that.
Like,
prison just seems bad, and I don't want any part of it.
Like, yeah, I watched occasionally, but, like, really, it disturbed me a lot, Oz.
Yeah.
And then, like, Prison Break, I was like, all right, breaking out of prison, that's a story I like to see. But then I was like, they can't do this multiple seasons. Either they're gonna have to get thrown back in prison, or they're not gonna break out of prison. So that's my stance with Orange Is the New Black. I just don't like to think too much about prison.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I don't want to
like, if they're like, this is the last season of Orange Is the New Black and everybody breaks out of prison, I'll binge watch that entire show.
Can we talk about binge watching, Tom?
Netflix would rather you not use that term anymore.
Yeah, why is that? Because it's associated with drugs.
And yeah,
it's just like
binge drinking,
abuse.
Yeah, there's no, like,
substances.
Yeah, I mean, binge is a negative word. I'm sure that's what's, you know, their internal PR team told them.
Yeah, but, like, it's you can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's what all the kids are saying. They're talking around saying binge watching, like me and you used to say hello. And
well,
what's up?
But you're just talking about
binge watching, friends, is what I say when I enter a room.
Well, speaking of friends, all you care about is Bing watching.
It's true.
Chandler Bing.
That's true. And
the rest of the gang.
Yeah, and I also watch my preferred search engine.
Well, you watch your Bing homepage to see what the new... you're always on there at midnight to see what the new background's going to be for the next day.
Yeah. It's usually the Microsoft logo.
It's usually just a picture of Windows.
Tom, Bloodline had a coach from Friday Night Lights, and I think a bunch of people watched it because of that, and then I think they liked it. Some wet lady in a movie theater ruined it for me.
Some wet lady in a movie.
I got to the movie theater to see some movie. And it was fine outside.
All right.
And we were sitting there. And then 5 minutes before the movie started, this woman came in and she was drenched. She sat right behind us and talked to her idiot boyfriend and spoiled the whole first season of Bloodline.
Oh, when you said wet lady, I thought you meant like a wet blanket.
No.
Not a literal wet lady.
Yeah, she was soaked.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was raining outside, so I don't know. Draw your own conclusions, I guess. I don't know what happened.
Are you implying she swam there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Draw your own conclusions and then let me know what your conclusions are.
Should have turned around and said, hey, keep your wet trap shut.
I had a mind to say something to her, but I got the eye from my wife.
Mm.
And then she was like, you didn't even want to watch that show anyway. I asked you to watch that with me. The only reason I know it's a spoiler for that show is because I watched it.
From what I heard of Bloodlines, it sounds like this is actually a thing Netflix needs to overcome. First season, good. And then the rest is not good.
Yeah.
Like, it almost seems like a lot of these shows are intended to be one season shows. But then when they do well, they're like, hey, keep making this until people stop watching.
That's what
it.
They say about Stranger Things, right?
Yeah. I watched Stranger Things season one. I really liked it, although I will not get into the Montauk Project today.
Yeah, please. Fine. Oh, no, please.
I am very curious, though.
Why don't you tell us about the Montauk Project?
I'm very curious about, I will get into a little bit. The Montauk Project is what Stranger Things is based on.
Shut up. Who cares?
But
it's too goddamn
hot. Here's what I want
to
know.
To put up with this stuff.
If, like, a local crank comes up with, like, a crazy thing and writes a book about it and claims it's all real, like, do the Stranger Things people in Netflix, are they able to just be like, cool, we're going to, like, make a TV show about that story, and because you're saying it's true, we don't owe you anything. This isn't your... You didn't create this. You're saying you worked at Montauk Air Force Base.
I've heard you bring this up so many times as if this is something
fascinating. Yeah, nobody has the answer.
Who cares?
I do. I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Go to law school.
I'm taking the bar this Friday.
Right. Yeah,
and announcing my class action against Netflix on Monday.
On
behalf of myself and Preston Nichols, the man who wrote the Montauk Project books.
Brothers. Anyway.
That's not his real name, by the way. They put him in a different body at one point.
Who?
The government, Tim. God, pay attention.
Tom, they have some good shows. Altered Carbon.
Altered,
I don't know what that is.
You know what? That's one of those shows. This is actually my big problem with Netflix in general. That, like, I have watched half the episodes of more shows than I've watched the whole season of. And Altered Carbon is something, like, right up my alley. And
right up your butt.
Right up my butt. And I was like, oh man, I can't wait to watch this. Started watching. I'm like, this is so cool. And then, like, second episode, it's like, oh, you guys are spinning your wheels already. Okay.
Well,
like, I'll
Netflix
give this a few more.
Netflix data tells them that's what you want to see. Spinning wheels.
I don't want to see spinning wheels.
What goes up?
There was a lot of nudity in that show.
Must come down.
A lot of nudity. So I'll applaud them for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, non-sexual nudity, just nudity. Just, it's nice to see sometimes. Men and women. It's the human form.
Something nice about that. We're running low on time, Tom. You want to name your top three Netflix original series?
Yes. I'll do it fairly rapid fire. Wait. Yes.
Yes, thank you for being so rapid fire about it.
Number one, the first season of Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes.
The second season is like, but the first season is actually like one of the few cases of like, wow, you guys actually followed up something, you know, long after.
It was different enough to be fun.
Right.
There was just enough, like, I hate shit like that, especially things with, crazy fandom around it.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, no, it's just going to be a bunch of catchphrases and blah, blah, blah. But they did it right. The second season was bonkers because it was like, did you guys make this in one afternoon?
Yeah.
Like, it was funny and everything, and I think my expectations were too high, but it's just like, oh, yeah, you guys did not put a lot of thought into this one.
No, this is a payday for all you guys, which is great, because I love everybody in the movie and the show, so, like, I'm glad they got paid to make that second season.
Yeah.
But
it didn't make any sense. And where the first season didn't make sense, it was kind of funny.
It was charmingly.
Yeah.
Like, it knew it didn't make sense. So that's number one.
You love Master of None just because of the off-screen antics of the star, right?
One day I'm going to see you for libel on the show. No, my second show I was going to say is Mindhunter.
Mindhunter? Oh, that's the serial killer show?
Yeah, serial killer show. David Fincher directed, like, I know he did the first and last episode. I think he might have done the first two, maybe. Very good. Very slow, like all Netflix shows, but like this one actually feels like it's slow on purpose, which I like. And then number three, left field, Terrace House.
Oh, yeah.
The Japanese.
Have you been watching a lot of that?
Yeah. It's a little tough because like it's subtitled, so you can't be like doing.
For someone who can't read.
Exactly. You have to pause every frame, take a picture.
You text it to me.
Yeah.
I call
what
you.
What do they say? But other than that, like, it's the real world, but everybody's nice. Everybody's nice and, like, gets along, and the houses are beautiful. It's such a relaxing show to watch.
Nice. Tom?
Like I said, they're nice.
Wet on American Summer, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
Is a good show. And then American Vandal is probably one of my favorite things I've ever seen, and I really wish they weren't making a season two. Like, that was the perfect thing of, like, they nailed something so perfectly,
yeah.
And they did it. Like, just get out of there. Just get on with your lives now.
Give all those people money to make something else.
Yeah.
Like, do, like, kind of what HBO does, where, like, when they, like, grow talent and identify talent, that they're like, hey, just come to us with your ideas,
yeah.
and we'll make them happen. But yeah,
your dreams. But, hey, look at us, like the genie in Aladdin.
But yeah, that was I do not feel confident about season two of that show. In the same way as, like I said, all these other shows where it's like you're trying to capture lightning in a bottle again.
Nailed It is really good because a bunch of people are just very nice to each other the whole time.
Nailed It?
Yeah, it's
what is
the
that?
Nicole Byer hosted cooking show where they try to make
complicated. Oh, yeah.
And like, at first it annoyed me because I was like, they have very elaborate like cakes and stuff that like non-bakers have to make in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like upset.
So
by
non-bakers, like grill masters?
Grill masters, people that were really good at sautéing things.
Sautésers.
Yeah. But they, and I was like, you jerks. You're not giving these guys enough time. Of course it's supposed to come out bad. And it's like, oh, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's going to come out bad, and then everybody laughs and has a good time, and it's all in good fun, and everybody just has a nice time.
Nobody gets screamed at.
It's really weird that there's this whole genre of TV where it's just like, we're just going to have everybody just be nice to each other for a minute.
Have
like,
you watched A of Terrorist House?
Terrorist House?
Terrorist House.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's just people being nice to each other.
Like the
Queer Eye, too. It's just like a bunch of people being nice to each other.
Like, that the initial episode of like every season of Terrace House is just like people coming to the house one by one and being like nicely greeted, like, hello, how are you? I'm very well. How are you? I'm great. My name's Dan. Oh, my name's Kim. Great. Why don't you come sit over here with me and the rest of the gang and we'll all get to know each other? And it's so soothing to watch. It's just nice.
Yeah. Maybe we should all try to live in Terrace House.
I would love to. They're very nice
houses. Maybe we should start our own Terrace House, Tom.
Yeah.
And we'll only let cool people in.
Yeah. Yeah. Some loser comes up and be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Poindexter.
Shithead. What are you doing here,
is
you
that
moron?
A book you're bringing?
Get out of here.
We watch action movies in here.
Yeah.
And softcore pornography.
Ooh, I want to punch you right in the face.
You twerp.
Yeah.
You asshole. I haven't watched a lot of Netflix shows. I think it's weird that
well, glad you saved that till the end.
Have you watched any of this BoJack Horseman?
Yeah, a little bit, and like I know people love it.
It's
like
good.
It's a cult thing. I haven't like given it enough time to get into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of anime, which I'm sure you're into.
The hell's that supposed to mean?
You know what that means.
I do like, though, One of the things I definitely love about Netflix is the amount of international shows that they have.
Yeah.
Like things like Terrace House.
So you can pretend like you're worldly.
No, I just like to see other things.
You want to see nudity from around the world?
Yeah, I want to see how they do it. Tastefully, yeah. Not tastefully.
Yeah, it's all gravy to you.
Look.
I don't care if it's tasteful or not. Look, I'm not.
Hey, at the end of the day, it's all untasteful the way I look at it. What other show? The Ranch? You ever watch The Ranch?
Yeah, it's got all my favorite people from that 70s show. Ashton Kutcher, mm-hmm. The guy that apparently raped a bunch of ladies.
Yeah, who's since been written off the show.
Yeah, I feel like just cancel the show, right?
Hey, they got the information that says people are going to keep watching this.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a feeling that they offered Ashton Kutcher like an insane amount of money up front.
$100 an episode.
Like $100 an episode. And like, hey, look, take what you want off the craft services table. It's on the house that they put out that much money that they're like, we can't. Like, if we cancel the show, then we have to, within 6 months, have like another show for Ashton Kutcher to headline.
Yeah.
And it would be easier for us to just like ride out a season.
We have all
half.
These sets built.
Yeah. Alicia Cuthbert from 24.
I know who Alicia Cuthbert is.
She should change her name.
No, it's a hard name.
Alicia Cuthbert.
You brought up 24 in Prison Break in the same episode, Tom. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm a Fox boy through and through.
Fox 2007. Yeah, baby.
Man, this reminds me of the time I went to, what the hell is it called? Sega Joyopolis in Tokyo.
It reminds me of the time I went to Sega Joyopolis.
Oh, yeah, Tim, try your best to make me sound like a nerd talking about going to...
No, I'm trying to make you sound like Peter Griffin, like you were setting up a cutaway.
Oh, I was going to say, try and make me sound like a nerd when I tell this story about me going to the Sega Indoor Amusement Park in Tokyo, Japan. I dare you. They had both a Prison Break and a 24 attraction.
Wow.
I was able to do the Prison Break one. It was just kind of like going through like a...
If you fail, they make you stay in that prison.
Yeah, thank God I made it out. I tried to play the 24 one, and like by the third time I came back to ask a question, they were like,
just go.
The show, like, this game is for people who are fluent in Japanese, sir. Sorry. Like, but what button do I press? You had to go around and like scan things. It was a lot like an episode of 24.
Sending things to people's screens.
Yeah, to their computer screen, to their arcade screens.
Hell yeah.
Send it to my Dance Dance Revolution screen, and I'll dance to that document.
Tune in next week for Netflix Part 3.
No, I think we're done talking about Netflix for at least a week or two.
Yeah. I don't know, until a new bingeable show comes out, right? And then we're going to be... talking about it at the water cooler. Talking about it. Is talking about something on your podcast the new talking around the water cooler since water coolers don't exist anymore?
Water coolers do
Everybody
exist.
Everybody just drinks Dasani and you know it.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
Follow me @yourpaltim.
If you want to support the show, support our sponsors. Also check out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping and tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, which has fun things like weekly mini bonus episodes of Fast Food Friday and other shows. Like it's a whole Netflix of shows in and of itself on there.
Yeah. Netflix for the ear, they call it.
Who does? Patreon?
No, me.
Oh.
Me and my friends.
Timtreon.
Tim. Is that all the things you had to say?
Yeah.
Buy tickets to our live show, but you would have heard a pre-roll for that, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say... I thought you meant more Netflix things.
Oh, I signed up for a new streaming service, Tom.
What is it?
It's either called Verve or VRV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they have all the old Nickelodeon
90s
stuff.
I saw that, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, they're like, do you want to sign up for your free month, 30-day trial? Mm-hmm. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, and after that, it's $6.99 a month. It's like,
whatever, I'll be dead by then.
And also, like, I'm going to watch like 5 minutes of all the shows that I liked on Nickelodeon and be like, these are bad, but that made me feel nice and nostalgic and happy. All right, enough of this. I'm not going to actually watch these shows. And they were like, do you want to put in your credit card information so we can just easily start? And I was like, don't make that optional, you jerks.
Yeah.
Because now I don't even have to remember to cancel.
Oh, I'll sign up for that then.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll watch Rocko's Modern Life. Talk
no, they it. Have like the first, apparently only like the first two seasons of Hey Dude.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of weird, yeah.
Two seasons more than I have.
That's those are the Ted years.
Yeah, which are the
Remember
only
Ted
year?
Left and then he came back?
He won the lottery.
He thought he did.
Yeah.
He lied.
That's why he had to go back to work. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.